in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from the CES. That's the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk about next week's UFC, have a guest or two. I haven't been on in like 2 weeks. Matt, this seems kind of strange to be doing radio again.
It is. Welcome to the new decade.
What's going on back home?
You know, just holding down the mothership, as you like to call it, or, you know, the flagship or whatever ship it is. But we are doing what we do.
We've seen some really cool things here at the CES last night. And I don't have a problem telling this story. You know, anybody who knows me, you can listen to the headphones if you want, you know, until she comes. That's fine. So anybody who knows me knows I don't hold anything back. I don't care. I don't care what we look like as long as we're not doing anything wrong. Right? Everything is good.
Of course.
So I get an email a couple weeks ago. It's called Showstoppers. It's an event where a lot of new and upcoming and blah, 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 blah. Now, we went to something similar on Monday night, which was outstanding. Picked up a couple sponsors, picked up some giveaways. The fans, the athletes, the celebrities are going to be totally excited about it. So I get an email for the past month inviting us to, it's called Showstoppers. So we responded. Then they said that they wanted an email with more information and whatever, which I think, thought, and pretty sure got sent. Yesterday morning, I get an email confirming, looking forward to seeing us, blah, 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 blah. So what does Randy do?
You went.
Randy went, right?
In your attire.
And then I hear him saying, we need to get a hold of Steve. We need to this. We need to that. I'm like, what's going on? So then this little weasel comes up, and he says, well, we didn't get any notification. We don't know who you are. And I said, well, A, it was sent, and B, if it wasn't sent, why did you send me an email this morning saying, looking forward to meeting you tonight? So he said, well, give me 2 minutes. Let me take care of something. I'll come right back. 20 minutes later, we hunt him down, and he said, okay, you can't come in.
What?
I don't care about not going to the event. I care that you wasted 20 minutes of my time when you knew 20 minutes ago you didn't want us to come in. So I said, at least have the balls to tell us, you know, we didn't register properly. We didn't get whatever. I don't really care. Right. So I left there a little whatever.
Right.
We walked 42 feet. We got into another little thing. That's where I shot the video of that awesome young lady playing the violin.
Yeah, the violinist.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable.
How amazing is that?
But by not, it's always picking the right, you know, choices. Picking the right, there's so much going on here at the CES. Very similar to in a couple of weeks when we're down at the Super Bowl broadcasting from Radio Row. There's so much going on and, you know, celebrities and who do you pick? And, you know, you want to grab somebody to put on the show, but you also want to be, you know, available if Deontay Wilder walks by again.
Of course.
So there was another event that I RSVP'd to, but I thought I was going to go to Showstoppers. So when they didn't let us in, we went to, I think it was called the Black Top, something like that, in the Venetian. Not only was the food good, but Joey Fatone is an unbelievable dude.
Dude, I saw the liner that he created for you guys wearing a Warriors shirt.
Yeah, and I didn't catch that until after I walked away. I went back to him three times.
Okay.
You know, to talk. And, I mean, he is an unbelievably cool dude. He's going to come to the Nashville event, Waiting for Wishes, for Make-A-Wish and the Kevin Carter Foundation. His manager knows Jay DeMarcus, you know, obviously knows a lot of people, blah, 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 blah. So I put this thing up, and I get a phone call or a text message or whatever it was. And, you know, I hate, because it happens all the time. I know them. I know Joey. Joey's a friend of mine. Joey. So because Joey Fatone was so cool, I went back over to him and I mentioned two names. I said, by any chance, do you know these two names? And he thought for a minute, because let's be honest, how many people does he know?
Sure.
And kind of shocking to me, but he's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's my brother's stepson and wife. It
no
shows
way
you how small the
no
world is.
Well, his food truck, I mean, he started with the One Fat Dogs, right? Like, it's a Florida-based in Orlando. So he's from Central Florida, so no one... your family would not be a surprise to me.
Well, and there's more to it. My brother's stepson's wife is in radio as well. Well, I guess we could say she really is radio, and then there's us. So,
right.
You know, there's a great big difference. I'll tell you off the air who she is. And,
yeah, of course.
You know, whatever. But let's just say she is what you want and think you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, hook it up. I want to talk to her. I need to figure out how to navigate my career to get to that level.
I got a great way for you to navigate it and get it started.
How's that?
In the words of Donald Trump, you're fired.
Well, he also said all things are good as of this morning. So,
well, that's good. Good things. Hey, what about the XFL and that announcement that they just made?
I didn't see it.
Of course you didn't. And I expected you to say that.
I did not see the XFL. Are you really going to watch an XFL game?
Yeah.
Is it really relevant?
Well, it's football. It's football in the state of Florida.
It's not really football.
Well, we'll find out. And that may make it... Hold on a second. There's two things that might make the XFL more exciting.
Okay.
One is the news that I'll let you know, since obviously you haven't checked it out. Two, maybe their referees are better.
It's a replay to get rid of the referees. Is that why we have those?
I'm okay with that, but the NFL was not set up that way. NFL is set up for bad refereeing and instant replay that doesn't help.
It's true.
Trying to text, email our first guest. And by the way, and I'm going to say that, and here she comes, our first guest very possibly will be taking your job.
Oh, no, I got replaced already?
Yeah. Let's just say the conversation, you know, that I had with Laura Monday night out at PepCon, she had more intelligent takes, more sports knowledge than you have in the 2.5 years you've been on the show. And that goes without saying. So why don't you go make a pizza for a minute? And Laura, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I appreciate you stopping by. We're going to talk about your product. But I've never had somebody stop by that has more knowledge than the co-host I just fired. So maybe we can, you know, put you in as our new co-host and I can get rid of Matt altogether.
Sure.
Which sport do you want to talk about first? MMA, because you're a big UFC person,
yes,
or your love for the Baltimore Ravens?
Let's go with the Ravens.
Tell me a little bit about them. Tell me, why are you a Baltimore Raven fan?
Born and raised. And they're the best team in the NFL, of course.
Born and raised in Baltimore?
Yes.
So you're familiar with Jimmy Seafood?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Very good.
I go to Baltimore, you know, just for that.
Just for Jimmy's.
Yeah. So, as a fan, I'm not a fan of teams, you know, doing what I do. So, with Baltimore, what they've done this year, you know, the number one seed, you know, beating New England, what's life been like the past 3 months?
Super exciting. The town is all abuzz the last couple of weeks. They're painting the town purple, and they're just ready to go. Everyone's fired up.
How much purple attire do you own?
Quite a bit.
Really?
Quite a bit.
Who's your favorite player?
Oh, right now, Mark Ingram.
Okay.
Very much so.
Former Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yes.
Would it be wrong of me to say my favorite Raven is Trent Dilfer?
No, it's not wrong of you.
Super Bowl champ.
He won a Super Bowl.
Right? Kind of a funny story. So we give away tons of stuff on this show to celebrities and to our callers. And we gave away a pair of Trent Dilfer game shoes. So we gave it to... his name's Mark. He comes to our players show for the past 25 years. And then I became a pretty good fan of Trent. You know, he's gone through some bad stuff and family stuff and then went to win the Super Bowl. And I like a lot of things about him. So he gave me the shoes back and they're in our studio.
Very nice.
And I don't have a whole lot of player stuff, but yeah, definitely Trent Dilfer. All right. So let's move over for a second. Let's talk some MMA.
Sure.
You told me you've been to quite a few.
Yes.
Which was your favorite? Because I don't remember many of them. I've been to so many, and, you know, the next it's the CES, and then it's the PGA. And so tell me your favorite one and some of the ones you've been to.
Probably the first one would be the Norfolk fight last, I believe, March Poirier fight. So okay. That was where I saw it. We were second row, and it's just that's where the love started.
How did it start? Because a lot of females, it takes, you know, and I try to get more females involved. I mean, it's an awesome sport. They're awesome guys. You know, if you deal with athletes, 99.9% of MMA fighters are pretty good people.
Oh, absolutely. They're super nice. They love just being around and just talking with normal everyday folks. So it's really fun to be around them. But just the sport of that sport, I guess.
Sure.
It's just such a different excitement, a level of commitment and dedication. So it's really cool to see how different they change from just interacting on the side. And then once they step in that ring, they're a completely different person.
It is crazy, isn't it?
It's literally lickety split.
You know, and as we all know on Knockout Radio, we talk a lot about the brothers, the Diaz, you know, guys. Mm-hmm. Cowboy, one of the nicest guys. But when he's in that thing, he is so tunnel vision.
And next week we'll see it for sure.
Who do you like in that?
I want Cowboy.
I'm hoping.
I'm going Cowboy.
You know, I think the story could have been so awesome for Connor, but I think he's messed that up so bad of things we know and, of course, things we don't know,
right.
Which is a lot.
It'll be interesting to see how everyone reacts once the opening, you know, music and everything just starts going.
Are you going to be there?
No, I will not. I'll be watching.
Okay. I will be there. And I'm going to say 85% will be cheers for Connor.
We'll find out.
And people will say bad things about him, but they're going to cheer for him.
They're still going to cheer for him because it's just such a crazy storyline that you're coming into this, and, you know, we'll see what goes down. But
final thing about UFC, and then we'll get into your product, which I really do love. It really is cool. I was at a UFC once. Michael Bisping is walking down the steps, and he's being booed. But people are grabbing him to take photos as they're booing him. And Michael's such a cool dude. He took the photos, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been at fights where they're walking off after the fight's completed, and they just booed these fighters, and they're still hanging over the edge trying to get selfies with them, and I'm like, really?
I like when they try to get autographs to the fighter on the way to the octagon.
Mm-hmm.
After, maybe it's still bad, but it's okay.
Yeah.
On the way they're going to fight, hey, can you sign my shirt?
You can't mess with their psyche right there. They're just so in the zone and ready to go.
It's definitely crazy. So you are from Grip to You.
Yes.
And the website is Prevent the Drop, which makes a lot of sense. So it's going to be easier for you to explain, and then I'm going to tell you why I love it so much. And the product that, I don't want to say it's similar to, but I don't like the other product.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like holding it the phone that way. So tell us a little bit about the product.
So we are a cell phone case manufacturer based out of Baltimore. And what we have done is put a built-in band into the back of the case. So it helps you prevent the drop. So you're not actually holding the phone. Your case is actually holding you, so you don't have to worry it with dropping it, or, you know, it makes great selfies. So, and the best part is we can switch the bands in and out.
I thought that was pretty cool.
It gives a custom look every time. So if you have a favorite team or, you know, outfit or going out or whatnot, you can mix and match, and you just give your case a new look every single time.
How many different bands do you have, and how many do you plan on making?
So right now we probably have about 25 different color bands, patterns, solids right now, and usually about every couple months we'll be releasing at least 2-3 more. And then special occasions. So we have, you know, the Olympics coming up,
and you'll do stuff for that, really?
So we'll do some things with that, just to kind of highlight and get the, you know, everyone really pumped and excited for their teams.
Maybe some UFC stuff or MMA stuff, or
possibly coming
fighter
down.
Stuff,
mm-hmm.
Something like that. I'll tell you why I like it. And we just met on Monday night. Anybody that's listening to this national program knows I never say anything I don't believe. You know, I'll never promote something I don't like. I've turned some sponsors away, you know, for that. The product that this is sort of similar to, I hope I'm saying that okay, I'm still afraid I'm going to drop the phone.
Right.
You know, when I'm at Radio Row with the Super Bowl, I'm not going to use that and hold my phone up because my phone's going to end up falling and broke.
Yep.
Where this, when I stick my hand in, you know, I can do anything I want to do. And
you can do anything, any angle, up, down, around. You can be leaning over things and you won't drop your phone.
Who came up with the idea? When did it come up, and where can people get it?
So my boss, back in the day, when you had to go to the store to get your iPhone, he went in, bought a phone, and 10 minutes later, he dropped it out on the sidewalk, and he was just so upset and beside himself that he just broke his brand new iPhone. And so he kept researching, trying to find cases. He hated everything out on the market, and it just didn't fit his need. It's like, how do I make sure that this case and my phone stays in my hand? So he went and started playing around with different concepts, it's evolved over the last 6 years and to the form that we have now. And yeah, everyone can buy it either on Amazon or on website preventthedrop.com.
I don't know about a lot of other phones. I have the iPhone. Is it available for other models? Is that what it's called?
Yes. So we have some Samsung cases available, and you know, they have an upcoming, you know, launch rumored next month. So we do support Apple is our main one. We have some Samsung, and then for some of the folks overseas, we've done some Huawei and other brands of phones.
How will consumers buy the bands? And you know, can you buy one? Do you buy a pack?
You can buy single packs, and then we're just launching three packs, so you can get either or, however many you want to mix and match with.
All right, before I let you go, we know the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl. Let's just say there's a stumbling block. If they don't win, who do you think will? Or who do you think Baltimore's going to play in the Super Bowl?
I mean, I did think it was going to be the Saints, but we saw how that one ended up.
That's who I picked too.
Probably the 49ers. I think they're just starting to hit their stride.
You think a 1-1 seed, though? See, that's the only reason why.
Which never happens, I feel.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a 1-1.
Like in the cards.
And I think that's, and I'm not saying this about you. That's why I didn't pick, because it's the easy. It's like the 1-1, Sam Fran, John Lynch, a buddy of ours. And that's why I'm going to go out on a limb. Seattle hasn't played that well.
They haven't.
Which means they could.
They could. I mean, this could be the weekend they turn around and just start firing on all cylinders. And they have Marshawn Lynch now.
I was going to say beast mode.
Beast mode, you know, and he was a little kind of shaky. But I think he's just getting his groove back. And
he didn't have a Skittles.
He had him when he showed up to the stadium, though.
I love his press conference. Football, MMA. The phone cases, what else? What are some of your other sports likes?
Sports like, you know, baseball. Baseball right now, lacrosse is my big one. So
really?
I played it in college and I coach it now, so it's super fun. The mere fact that they're building towards the Olympics now to participate in the International Lacrosse Federation is awesome. And then, of course, you have like PLL that's getting big momentum now with Paul Rabil and all those guys, so it's been fun to watch.
Very cool. As you're walking around, final question. I say that a lot, I know. What are you looking for? What are you doing as you're walking around?
Taking a look, you know, marketing is my passion. So it's kind of see how people present their products, what's cool, unique, and, you know, what's new. And, I mean, this is the place to find all the new technology. It's great to watch.
Very cool. Where can people get information? Where can they purchase this? And my case is being changed in about 30 seconds, and I will now be using your case.
Thank you. Preventthedrop.com. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook as well. Perfect to you.
How much better is the iPhone you have, the new one? Do I go out and spend the money and get it?
The camera's pretty good.
Is it?
It's so much better than their previous models.
I shoot a lot of photos.
Exactly.
All right, Matt, let's go hit a real quick break. Coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Justin Harris, DB at the University of Minnesota, and we just won a 2020 Outback Bowl. And y'all tune in to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot, peppery goodness. Add one natural cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy, crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada, day two. It's unbelievable. The video game guys are here. I mean, literally, I'll even throw you on here, Scotty. You're producing out here, but give me your thoughts on the CES. Just put that, you know, act like you've been here before.
It's always a lot of fun. You get to see the new technology, lots of stuff in home automation, obviously, car tech, home tech. Every couple of years, it's just like a brand new thing that you didn't expect to see is out on the floor.
You know, and Matt, one of the things I like is things that you don't think about until you see it, and then it's like, that makes sense.
Well, like what? Like what's the biggest aha?
The biggest is the portable pizza makers.
What?
Yeah.
What? My career is in jeopardy?
It's unbelievable. They have these pizza makers that are battery operated. And it's almost like the old, ovens for little kids.
Yeah.
Forget what they were called. But now you can make legitimate. They were making pizzas and giving pizzas out. It was pretty cool.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to lose my job at the radio station and in my pizzeria?
Yeah. The question is, which one will you lose first?
Oh, man. I know I've seen those Domino's cars that actually make the pizza in the vehicle that delivers it. So, yeah, technology's coming and automation's coming. So, every industry is subject to change.
All right. So what do you got? I know you got a list of things that you want to talk about.
Oh, do I?
You better.
No, I just think it's cool. I mean, every year you start off the year, same kind of routine, Outback Bowl here in Tampa, Raymond James Stadium, and then you fly out to the CES. So, I know John XD's out there, so it was great for you to reconnect with him. Obviously, we go way back, you and I and him. And his Instagram, he's showing all the technology, like the helicopter that's like a personal taxi.
It's
like a personal people transporter, you know, similar to like a drone, but it's actually like a human transporter. So in like urban areas and congested areas, you can actually take this like self-propelled, you know, drone looking airplane to get around.
I'll tell you what, if you get me one, you will be on the show next week.
Yeah, I got to stay in good graces till the Super Bowl. I mean, I can't mess this up.
Oh, no, you will.
And I think going back to the Super Bowl, I think you guys are wrong about the pick. I think you guys are wrong about who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Who do you think?
Well, I think it's too good a storyline for Tannehill to go back to Miami.
No way.
Win a Super Bowl with the Titans.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see that.
It's the storyline of the year.
I mean, there's plenty of storylines.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady not being there.
The quarterback that nobody wanted goes to Baltimore. You know, is going to win the MVP story. Seattle, beast mode comes back. This time they're going to be at the 2-yard line, and instead of throwing an interception, they're going to hand off to beast mode, and he's going to score. Story. The San Francisco 49ers, 2 years ago, the bottom dwellers, you know, our local guy, John Lynch, everybody laughed at. When John Lynch went out of the booth and took over the San Francisco 49ers, the 49ers were a laughingstock. And you know what's interesting? Who used to be the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers? Then he left and he went to the Carolina Panthers, right?
Right.
George Seifert. You know, Laura's last name is Seifert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yep. Very cool. Very small world. So I don't. I think Tennessee, I mean, yeah, it would be cool, but I just don't see it.
I agree. I mean, and the young lady you had on, was that Laura you were speaking of?
Yeah.
Like, she's amazing. I mean, I would replace me in a second.
Absolutely. I'm going to replace me, you know, with her.
Yeah, she's great. She's
not keeping you on board, so.
Well, I mean, if she needs a personal chef, then maybe there's a spot for me.
Well, no, they don't need you anymore because they have the portable pizza maker.
Well, but I need a grip to go on the bottom of the pan so I don't drop the pizza.
It really is cool. You know, the product really is. And the band is flat, you know, where that other thing, whatever it's called, pop something, you know, it slips out. It's just cheesy.
I agree with you. I don't have confidence. And I actually have the UFC, you know, official one that they gave out in the Orlando UFC event. And I don't feel confident about putting it on my phone because if I drop it, it's like $1,000.
Well, maybe I'll use that on purpose so that I do drop my phone so that I can get the upgrade and get the new Apple.
There you go. Now, and I have a Galaxy Note 10 Plus. So if you pick one up, I'll appreciate it.
Probably not. But I have talked to some of our executives, and they said that this is your audition.
Okay.
So they want to hear, you know, what you do over the next hour and 15 minutes to see if you will end the show. So I'm excited to see what's on tap.
All right. That sounds good to me. So talk about Joey Fatone. Like, go back to that. I mean, everybody knows him from the boy band era, right? Which one was he in?
That would be NSYNC.
NSYNC, right? And then he started out, you know, and he became a restaurateur wearing a Warriors shirt, not the basketball Warriors. But the Warriors from your favorite movie of all time.
I got to be honest. After, I don't know, conversation one or two, I don't remember which one it was, when I noticed the Warriors jersey, it was a sweatshirt, I really wanted to go and say something. I really wanted to do the Warriors come out and play.
And you didn't?
Know? I didn't. I thought it made a lot of sense. I thought that we would do it and it would be cool, but I did not. So... why'd you do it? Why'd you kill Cyrus?
So have you eaten at his restaurant? Did you eat his restaurant yesterday? I mean, were you at his restaurant where you met him?
He has a restaurant in Las Vegas.
Well, I think the, what are they
did
called?
You forget? Hold on a second, knucklehead. Did you forget that I'm in Las Vegas right now, not Orlando?
I know that, but I mean, he's a chain, right? I mean, it's called like One Fat Dog.
I believe it's called Fat Ones.
Fat Ones.
For the second time. Thanks for paying attention. And no, he was out here as an ambassador to an event that I went last night. And wait till you see what I picked up from my charge. You know, there's everything, charging systems. And matter of fact, we need to go get some new lightning cords so that we can charge stuff. So they had an artist that drew on these battery chargers. And, you know, everybody's doing their name and, you know, Bob and Larry and Steve. And I'm like, I'm a little smarter than you. How about Knockout Radio? Wait till you see the charger that will be displayed at the PGA Golf Show in 2 weeks, the Super Bowl Radio Row the week after. It is unbelievably cool. I would steal this myself if I had nothing to do with Knockout Radio.
Really? Is that good?
When I went to pick it up, I couldn't find it. And the lady who was kind of like running, you know, the art portion of this, grabbed one and said, this is the most sought after one. And I said, well, I'm going to have to disagree because somebody stole mine. So I'm going to say that mine was more. The artist, after she drew it or painted it, she then used that as a sample to paint other ones. That's how cool this is.
Wow. All right. I'll have to take your word for it.
Well, you know,
but
if you raise $10,000, maybe you could join me next year out here at the CES.
Well, I would like to come. If it's a all-expense-paid trip on the company dime, count me in.
See, he doesn't listen to a word. I just said you raise. All right, here's what we'll do. Here's the deal that I'll make with you live right now on the radio, and I know we're just doing, you know, ridiculously, unbelievably stupid stuff.
Okay.
You raise $10,000. You get a cashier's check from a bank for $10,000 made payable to Knockout Radio. Then I will allow you to drive me out here in your new pizza truck.
Oh.
And I'm in here doing what the coolness, you can sell pizzas out in the parking lot.
Got it.
To raise enough money to get me back home.
There you go. Oh, no, look, I mean, the reason I was bringing back the Fat Ones connection was, you know, you travel all over the world, traveling with the UFC, traveling with different organizations, different events, you know. So I looked up 20 famous, the 20 most celebrity-owned restaurants, and I was curious on how many of these top 20 celebrity-owned restaurants in the world you have actually been to yourself.
All right. Knock yourself out.
So number 20, and we can drag it out for the next hour and a half if you need, but no, number 20.
That's why you're producing back home.
Number 20 is Toby Keith's. I love this bar and grill.
I have been.
You have? And where is that located?
Las Vegas, Nevada on the Strip.
There you go. Well, there's three locations.
I've been to the one in Las Vegas, Nevada on the Strip.
All right. All right. Number 19, Saints and Sinners. You know who owns that? Any clue?
No.
It's owned by Channing Tatum, a Tampa resident, also star of Magic Mike. But it's a restaurant in New Orleans.
I don't think so. I know I've been in it, but I don't think I ate there.
Okay. All right.
I get a half a point.
There you go. Number 19 or number 18. La Canda Verde, owned by Robert De Niro.
I want to stab myself and puke it out as soon as possible.
Why? Why would you say that?
I just don't like him.
We'll talk about The Godfather that way.
First, I don't know what that means. A movie that I've never seen, so you know, I don't know what that means. But I think the biggest problem, and I think everybody has the right to say anything they want, whether it's political, whether it's, you know, sports related, it doesn't matter. But I think if you're going to make comments that you believe, and obviously De Niro does, then the people that don't believe what he's saying or thinks he's a total moron, you know, it's going to change opinions. And that's why a lot of times, you don't think there's a lot of stuff that I'd love to say? A lot of things that I would like to get off my chest. You know, I say already, you know, outrageous things to begin with, and that's all within me trying to stay out of trouble. And, you know, when he went off and went as far off as I believe he did, I'm not a big fan of his anymore. So, no, I have not been there. And I really don't even care to know where it is.
Well, I mean, like, how do you stand? I mean, Ricky Gervais just came on the Golden Globes and did, talked about, look, come up, accept your little award. Thank your producer, your manager. Keep your political, you know, opinions to yourself, and like, let's keep it moving. And you know, I thought it was genius. I thought it was brilliant.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So speaking of Robert De Niro coming in at number 17 with a second restaurant, Nobu Malibu.
Nobu. Nope. Why do I know that?
Nobu. It's a trio. Co-founded with celebrity chef Nobuyuki Nobu Matsushi. I think he's an MMA guy. Must be a fighter.
Yeah,
can't pronounce the name. All right. Number 16, we got Spin in San Francisco, owned by Susan Sarandon.
No, never been there.
Okay. Number 15, we got 1000 North, owned by Michael Jordan.
I'm going to assume Chicago.
It doesn't say. It's co-owned with golfing legend Ernie Els. Sits at a lighthouse on Tiny Peninsula in Jupiter, Florida. There you go. Maybe we can go over and have a little company meeting.
Okay.
Number 14, Tom Tom, owned by Lisa Vanderpump. That's out in Santa Monica Boulevard.
I walked through Vanderpump's bar here at Caesars.
Okay, that's close enough.
Yeah,
I mean, but you're not supporting it with your revenue. You're not buying anything in these places.
Well, right? I don't drink. You know, it was more like a bar thing, I think. Okay.
Number 13, I'm going to go out and say you've probably gone to this one. Number 13, JBJ Soul Kitchen.
I don't think so, no.
John Bon Jovi, you never been to Bon Jovi?
Oh, that's the one in New Jersey?
I would assume it's in New Jersey.
I think that's the one where you can come and work.
Oh, yeah, it's Soul Kitchen in Red Bank, New Jersey. Yep. It's run by his foundation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, they're starting to do that. That's feed people. All right. Cafe Zoetrope? It's owned by Francis Ford Coppola.
No.
Down in the Bay Area, San Francisco. Michael Jordan's Steakhouse.
Oh, he's got two in the top.
Yeah, that one's in Connecticut. And the Mohegan Sun Casino.
I've eaten a couple times in the Mohegan Sun. Should I tell another one of my stories?
Of course.
So I went to an early UFC. Tim Sylvia fought on that card. We were staying at Mohegan Sun. You know, I worked a transportation trade, and, you know, we talked about it. We broadcast it from there, and they provided two meals. One for me. And I believe one for another restauranteur in the Tampa Bay area who used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Well, he didn't come down. You know, he said he was going to pass on dinner and, you know, whatever. So when I put the order in, I said, and I'm going to make up the food because I do not remember. I'm waiting for my friend. I'm going to take the 36-ounce T-bone steak with baked potato, mac and cheese, and bacon bits. And my friend, who will be down shortly, will do the same.
Okay.
Well, my friend was never coming. He already told me that he was going to pass on dinner.
Sure. So you got all the food.
Oh, it was good.
That's a veteran move there, Randy Harris.
It was good.
Okay. What did your buddy wear number 99?
No, he did not.
Oh.
But the ironic thing is, I met my buddy because of number 99. We did a judging contest back in the day, and 99 brought 64 with them. And, I got to eat really well that day.
Was that Leroy Selman?
No, that would not be.
Wow. What a restaurateur in Tampa Bay.
That would be Jorge Diaz.
Jorge Diaz. Nice. All right,
continue on your list.
Right. Yeah, Number nine, RPM Steak. That's owned by Juliana and Bill Rancic.
I have not been there, but do you want to know another story?
Yeah, of course.
All right, what is this called?
Knockout Radio.
No, it's Story Time with Uncle Randy. We used to have a whole soundbite. We need to put that back together. So we went to Disney, shockingly, not too long ago.
Okay.
And my wife and I were walking around. We were with somebody else. I don't remember who. It might have been the kids. I don't remember. So I went to ride the new Star Wars ride.
Sure.
And there was a Disney representative that was like VIPing somebody and a little kid. It was an adult and a little kid.
Okay.
And from the moment they walked in, I knew that I knew the person.
Okay.
But I didn't know who it was. So then when we were sitting down, you know, it was like a little circular thing as we were waiting to get on our, whatever the ship is called, the Maltese Falcon, Millennium.
Millennium Falcon?
I don't know, whatever it's called.
Okay.
So this guy asked the VIP person that was walking him around, would you take a picture? And I leaned to the left to get out of the photo.
Okay.
He thanked me for that. I said, hey, I got out of the way. He thanked me for it. And I knew who it was. And I tried to Google, I tried to figure it out, and I pieced it together.
And?
Who do you think it was?
Bill Rancic?
Bill Rancic.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, wearing Chicago Bulls stuff and, you know, or Bears stuff or whatever it was. But, yeah, Absolutely, no doubt. I Googled it. It was the same kid, the whole thing. So, I mean, wow. Really good dude. I really enjoyed it. I didn't like that when I applied for The Apprentice in Tampa, we had to go do, you know, the survey. We had to do all this stuff, that he was not on board to get me on The Apprentice. So I'm still a little bitter about that.
As you should be.
Yeah.
I mean, him wearing Chicago stuff as his restaurant's located in Chicago. You know, isn't that like Michael Pittman wearing a Pittman jersey so he wouldn't be recognized?
No, it's totally different because, okay. You know, my brother, Michael Pittman, wore a jersey that said Pittman on the back. You know, Rancic didn't wear, you know, his apprentice crown that said, you know, apprentice winner, I was not fired.
That's true.
Big difference. All right, where are we? We're at eight. Let's do eight. When we come back. Let's try to get back on track. Which is all good, and, you know, we're going to goof off for the next hour and 15 minutes. May talk some sports, depends on what you bring to the table. But I am coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, the Consumer Electronics Show. We do have some other guests coming, and we may have some very cool giveaways if it works out, if it plays out well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Say you had the greatest job in the world, crafting pumpkin fresh frozen custard desserts at Culver's. Here would be your typical day. Pour farm fresh dairy into the custard maker and run continuously. Add real pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Then craft our pumpkin spice shake or salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer.
Just like that, pumpkin's back at Culver's, but not for long. Welcome to Delicious.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back live from the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's probably my eighth or ninth year here, and every time we come, we find some really cool stuff, we find some really stupid stuff, and we'll get back to your list here in a minute, Matt, but Scott, I know that you wrote some notes down. Thank you, because I don't remember anything from yesterday. What is some of the things that have stuck out for you, good and bad, here at the Consumer Electronics Show?
Well, I think a good place to start is always the bedroom, right? So one thing we saw that we could not figure out a great use for was a sheet vacuum. So it was a little thing probably 9 inches wide. For some reason, it was Bluetooth and also sound-enabled, so you can listen to music on it. But literally, it was a little vacuum that would go up and down your sheets and vacuum it. So that was one of those things was like, I never could think of a reason why you would need something like that. But staying in the bedroom, I did see something that was interesting for people that do not want to make their beds in the morning. There's a comforter that you could push a button and would roll itself up. So in other words, it would self-make the bed for you in the morning. That was kind of cool.
Now, was the bed vacuum where they said this would be good if you travel, you could use it in the beds in a hotel?
It was. I mean,
I'm not sure that would pick up bed bugs, would it?
It would make sense to me if it had like a blue light or right. One of those lights that would, you know, purify your sheets. But, I mean, how much dirt is on a sheet? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, no, but it'll sell.
To someone. Not me, but to someone.
Is that it? Is that your list?
I've got more if you want me to keep going.
I've got to do one more, and then we'll go back to being bored with Matt.
Okay. the thing that I'm actually keeping a personal watch on is the web-enabled or internet-enabled eyeglasses. So I know it sounds weird, but it's one of those things, if you travel a lot, you can wear eyeglasses. So I did demo one pair that you could actually just put on. They're basically just clear glasses, but it had a video displaying on the inside lens. And so what you could do with stuff like that is, watch movies. Instead of, having to, watch a phone or an iPad, you can just watch movies while you're walking or sitting, in an airplane or at the terminal.
Now, people have been hit and killed by walking in a street just playing with their phone. Now you're going to be watching a movie in your eyeglasses.
This is better, though, because, you're not looking down. You're actually looking through your eyeglasses. So you are looking forward. So it should be a little bit safer. But, yeah, I do get your point. But other things you can do with it besides watching movies is, if you do any speaking, you could basically use that as your teleprompter.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
You mean I could finally do TV?
Absolutely.
Matt, I got it. I'm going back to TV. I'm going to wear those glasses.
Yeah, but you got a face for radio, my friend.
No, I understand that. But, I've done some TV, and I was absolutely awful at it. But now if I can cheat and I can have the script on there, like that guy we saw last night who was brutal and butchered everything, I can do that as well. So it's all good in gravy. All right, we only got about 8 minutes more of this segment, so let's continue your boring list.
So we are talking since Randy ran into a new best friend, Joey Fatone from NSYNC out in Vegas at CES.
Scott?
Fatane.
Yeah, he kept
coming.
Fatane.
Yeah, Fatane.
That's my southern accent.
I like the Fatane. But yeah, so I wanted to pull up other celebrity-owned restaurants. I pulled up top 20 restaurants owned by celebrities. So number 8, coming in. Again, Giuliana and Bill Rancic, they own RPM Italian in Washington, D.C. So same concept, but different city.
I don't think you do that. I don't think that's fair. It's kind of like when we do the movie thing and I don't allow sequels. How do you allow a sequel? It's the same restaurant.
Well, then we got to eliminate number 7 because Michael Jordan Steakhouse in Chicago coming in number 7.
Yeah, no, I'll eliminate it.
All right. I'm going to have to send a letter to the editor of this.
Yep.
Number six, Francis Ford Coppola coming in with Rustic in Santa Rosa, California.
I have never been to that one.
All right. That's truly the Godfather. Number five, Nick and Norman's, the Walking Dead duo, Greg and Norman, have a co-op show or a co-op restaurant in Senoia, Georgia.
Yeah, we're going to go with no. I've never seen the show. I couldn't tell you one thing about the show. So if people are driven there because of the show, nope, not going to do it.
Coming in number four, Ryan Gosling owns Tagine. I pronounced that right. It's a Moroccan food place in Beverly Hills.
If you pronounced it, it's wrong.
Tagine or Tagine?
No, I've never been there.
All right. Well, it's interesting. He owns a Moroccan place. But,
well, you know what would not make that so interesting is a comment that Uncle Scotty has made for the past 2 days out here, is that there's so many, you know, phone cases. There's so many chargers. There's so many, you know, of the same. How many Moroccan restaurants do you think there would be in that town, in that state, in this country? Seven?
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't have the research on that, but you're right. Yeah, it stands out. It's unique. Okay. Maybe number three. I'm gonna go ahead and give honorable mention because it's a similar concept. But Maurice Spates, who owns Chicken and Waffles in St. Petersburg, Florida, champion, Florida Gator, NCAA champion, Warriors, not Joey Fatane, but Golden State Warrior champion, NBA. Coming in number three on the list, Chicken and Beer, owned by Ludacris in Atlanta.
I have not been there.
It's located at Gate D15 in Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
Really? Well, next time I will have to make a stop.
And number two, Moby, the guy who had a career before Eminem destroyed it, owns Little Pine.
I'm not familiar with the whale.
It's a vegan owned restaurant, as you could as you would assume it is.
I tried once. I went to the grocery store. I bought a couple of those plant-based blah, 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 a sausage and a hamburger. And I said, no, I would rather die happy.
Well, I was told that the Impossible Burger at Burger King is like legit. Like you wouldn't be able to tell the difference if you ate it.
If you take a pile of dog poo, put mustard and ketchup and pickles and onions, and you put everything on it, I bet you that would taste just as good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Just saying.
And then coming to number one, which, you know, now my list is completely blown. It's RPM Italian Chicago, owned by Juliana and Bill Rancic. Again.
All right. So here's the question. And like I said, I like Bill Rancic. I like the couple, you know, they've done a lot of TV stuff, but now look at the fine print. I'm just curious. This list composed by Bill Rancic and family.
I mean, it's done by money.com, but I'm sure there's some favoritism there. But what other celebrity owned restaurants have you been to that you would suggest your national audience, if they're in those communities or traveling, that they got to go check out?
Yeah. I don't know. I would have to really think about it. I mean, when you say celebrity, sometimes the chef is the celebrity.
Oh, like a Tour de Pizza. That is correct.
You said that I would recommend. Oh, by the way, we may have to have a very interesting pizza off.
Okay.
We went for pizza the other day. You remember what it was called?
Pizza Rock.
Pizza Rock.
Oh, yeah. Tony Giminati's Pizza Rock. He's out of San Francisco.
It was unbelievably good.
He is I'm probably the biggest like publicity guy within the pizza industry, but he is the most talented by far.
You know, I told him that I wasn't going to give them the definite over you. You know, I need to put them side by side, but it was good enough that we went back to another one of his locations. And we did it a little differently, so it wasn't as good, but yeah, definitely tremendous, tremendous stuff. I do have one that I'll recommend when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back in, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 minutes. But when we go to this break, I want you to think about where this restaurant that I'm going to recommend, where it is located. You try to guess the location, and if you're within 200 miles, I'll take you to Torta Pizza for lunch when I return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Ice Lindell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.